renters are facing the end of federal COVID rental assistance. And there's a new housing Facebook group in Haines aimed at helping the housing search. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Tens of thousands of Alaska tenants got help with rent during the pandemic. But that federal COVID rental assistance is set to expire by early summer. The $225 million in funding supported renters through hard times, and with the end of the relief funding, many still face challenges of cost and housing availability. 18-year-old Haines resident Emma Brulette has moved three times over the last year since graduating from Haines High School.
It's definitely really scary. So my rent is $1,000 a month. I get around $450 every week for my paycheck, so I don't actually get to save any of that.
Brulette is currently working in the kitchen for a Heliski tour company and paying for a studio apartment in town, plus utilities and food, and she says it's a stretch. She's been supporting herself since she was 16. She says finding an entry-level job with her qualifications that pays a living wage has been difficult.
Between COVID, us not having tourism, so many businesses are closed. There's not too many jobs out and about that can offer sort of a lot of progression. So I've been doing my best to look around for jobs that can provide, and with COVID, so many people are having that same struggle. So people are sticking to their apartments, sticking to where it's safe.
Last fall, Brulette was working at a local pizza restaurant and struggling to manage when she saw a posting and applied for COVID rental assistance.
I found it to be incredibly helpful because it helped with my mental state, with my stress. It wrote that off as one less thing that needed to be done and allowed me to work on myself.
Brulette says fortunately she was able to take time off and focus on her health, but she was not able to save during that time. Now, with federal funding ending, she's both looking for a better paying job and more affordable place, ideally splitting costs with a roommate. But it's also difficult to save for a deposit for a new place while covering her bills.
The situation with my lease ending, if I want to try to find a new place, I need to find another source of income so I'm able to pay that first month of rent and that down deposit so I can actually move.
31-year-old Joe Altman Moore is facing similar housing challenges. He was displaced from his home during the deadly Beach Road landslide in 2020. His cabin was deemed too risky to return to.
When that was rendered unlivable after the slide, essentially had to move into town somewhere, had to scramble to find a place in the middle of winter.
He found emergency housing following the disaster, then rented a studio apartment in Fort Seward for $850 a month. As a former tour guide, with no summer tours during the pandemic, he qualified for the COVID rental assistance.
That's made living in town possible throughout the continuing pandemic. But, you know, it's still, once that ends, I'm essentially going to have to move out of there. So, you know, continuing on, it's pretty much still up in the air.
In all, 100 Haines households benefited from the federal COVID relief distributed by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Housing Corporation spokesperson Stacy Barnes said one-third of all renters in the state applied, and over 66,000 Alaskans benefited.
The idea that an individual or a family was questioning where they may sleep the next night or the next month because they lost hours associated with their job. Maybe they lost their job, or perhaps they received COVID themselves. What that meant for those families. And so knowing that financial relief was on the way was something that has made a tremendous impact.
The program paid any past rent due, then made direct rental payments to landlords in three-month installments. In the Haynesboro alone, that totaled over $660,000 in assistance. There were two rounds of funding over the last year, and it's now set to end by early summer.
As our country is now coming out of the COVID pandemic, those individuals are able to return to full employment and make the decisions that are in the best interest of their family without having completely drawn down their savings, without having built up huge credit card debt, and by maintaining the security of their housing.
While the rental assistance did provide some relief, renters are still facing major challenges being able to afford housing. Heather Parker is an attorney with Alaska Legal Services based in Juneau. She says they're seeing an increase in evictions across Southeast Alaska in recent months as tenants face the end of federal rental assistance.
So even though these particular COVID housing benefit is kind of coming to an end, I just want people to know that state and federal law still applies.
In particular, Parker says tenants have process rights during evictions. Janine Allen is an advocate with Southeast Alaska Independent Living based in Haines. She says with the federal rental assistance ending, they're working to connect seniors and people with disabilities with additional assistance like for food and fuel. But housing availability continues to be a major challenge, especially for those on a fixed income.
The housing situation in Haines seems hard for pretty much everybody right now, regardless of your income. And then if you have a disability or if you're a senior, it's just nearly impossible.
Looking ahead, renters like Joe Altman Moore, whose Beach Road cabin was condemned, say more needs to be done to address housing options and affordability.
Well, I mean, this idea that, if you make enough to, just cover your costs, then that's somehow doing okay. You know, it's no, that just means you're on a treadmill. And if anything goes wrong, if you stumble in the slightest, you're going to go flying off that treadmill real quick.
And so while federal COVID assistance provided some relief, renters still face rising costs of living, inflation, and lack of housing options, and great uncertainty. There's a new place in Haines for people to go when looking for housing. It's a Facebook group aimed at helping renters in their housing search. Haines resident Emma Brulette started the group as a place for both renters searching and rentals available. She's 18 years old and is looking to move for the fourth time since graduating last year from Haines High.
So I started up the group as sort of a support system and an information highway for renters specifically. I encourage landlords to post there because we're all looking.
Brulette says she hopes renters will be able to help each other and share when their lease may be up and housing becomes available.
A place to where people could coordinate if this person's leaving at that time and that person's also leaving at that time. It's a good way for us to be able to swap when we need instead of having that desperate search and having no one respond.
The Facebook group grew quickly to over 100 members in the first few days. Brulette says it's exciting to see, but at the same time reaffirms that there's a lot of need. She hopes the group can also provide a space for discussion and insights on Haines' housing crisis.
I'm hoping that we can all talk about it more so it's not so much the elephant in the room, so that people can be made more aware of the struggle that we're in, so people are more willing to talk about their situation and get help instead of staying in that scary place.
The new Facebook group is public and active now. You can find it by searching Haines AK Renters and Rentals. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.